Dad, number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Good day.
In the back, we have Frank Morano and Emmett McMahon.
What up, dude?
Emmett, how are you today?
That's throwing me off so much.
Would you rather me call you Badger?
Otter?
Otter.
Fucking... Call me whatever you want.
Emmett,
I don't know. I'm doing good, man.
How are you doing
today? Emmett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
How'd you do this weekend?
College football did great. NFL, basically up and down roller coaster.
Did every over hit in college?
No, because we squared off in a couple games and it did not.
No.
Yeah, Tony did get me on a couple, owners,
you had a good
overs
day,
did not get swept. And then my just outright picks, I did very, very well.
Yeah, you did.
There you go, Mitt.
You got me LSU, Mississippi State. They won by three.
Yeah, I thought Mississippi State was going to backdoor there.
I believe you had the over in Syracuse and Liberty.
I did.
It went under.
Syracuse.
I know.
It was always Syracuse.
It was always the Cuse. I watched that entire game.
As a home dog. Hey, Virginia, never again.
Never again.
That defense on that play was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Their quarterback might be right-handed, and he's just playing left-handed.
It's funny you talk about their defense because I was just looking at it because they play Thursday against Miami.
I'll take Miami.
And Miami's only minus 3.5.
I'll take Miami.
Virginia's defense ranked 118th overall, 110th against 104th against the pass and 119th against the rush. Not very good.
Send him to the moon.
102nd in the nation in getting to the quarterback.
Turns out just running in circles doesn't get you to the quarterback.
On the other side, though, Miami's 100th in offense, 101 for yards per pass, 105th in yards per rush.
There's one thing Tony Diaz does.
Tony Diaz.
It's beat Virginia.
Listen, don't bring up Tony Diaz right now.
He's fighting for his life.
Did the Roadrunners cover?
UTSA?
Yeah.
I swear they did.
I swear they did, too. I think they won, actually, outright.
Yeah, they did. They were down.
It's pretty good.
Down a lot.
What did I have? 14 picks, so I was 7-6-1. The push on the Clemson-NC State game was goddamn robbery.
Clemson stinks. They're fucking
Clemson
off.
Clemson stinks.
They are bad, bad.
You had a good college day.
6-3, yeah.
Pretty
Rutgers,
good.
Rutgers,
It was always Rutgers.
I mean, we were close to a fucking money line hit there.
Rutgers now 4-0 ATS.
Guess what? They're catching 16.5 at home against Ohio State.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
16.5 at home?
Yeah.
Against Ohio State?
Yeah.
Ohio State looked better this weekend with their backup quarterback in.
Heck yeah. I'm not too worried about
that. No. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying. What, Mitt?
Tony, I was going to say the one game that I am just really happy I stayed away from, I almost threw Clemson minus the 9.
Ooh.
They are horrible. That quarterback
can't move the ball
stinks.
At all.
Yep, RIP to Clemson this year.
Oh, BC covered too. Huh?
Yeah, sorry, Tony. I went fucking 6-1. What do you want from me, man?
Under and Baylor, Iowa State did not do well for me. They scored 60 in that game.
Baylor won outright.
Fucking ULL and Louisiana Tech were both covering, and then they fucking got backdoored.
Oregon State is a fucking... Whew!
Until
that quarterback they got can play, dude.
Until further notice, you cannot legally bet on North Carolina on the road.
I don't think you bet them anymore.
At all.
Because they were...
Georgia Tech's getting points at home to Pitt this week, by the way.
Virginia was in a game with UNC. Like, it was a game for UNC covered. Oregon State is plus 2.5. This weekend against Washington.
Okay.
I am on the Beavs until further notice. They dog walked USC.
I've only looked at a few games so far in NCAA. We got a lot left. So we'll get that later in the week. Yesterday in the NFL so far this week, I am 4-2. You are 5-3.
Yeah.
Mitt, how are you doing, pal?
Sorry, I got to look at my settled slip really quick.
Nick Muraldo, quarterback overs were on fire yesterday.
Absolutely on fire. And now we pray and we hope that Jalen Hurts gets his legs moving tonight.
That quarterback over is a little different. What's it at, like 70?
I think 54 and a half.
Jeez. Oh, 54 and a half?
53 now.
Oh, that's not as bad as as high as I thought it was. That's high, though.
Yeah, 54 and a half.
That's pretty high. Tonight's game we do have, is it still 3.5, pal? Do you know?
Yes, sir.
Still 3.5. Eagles are getting 3.5 tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit. Yesterday, just, you know, kind of going through the games. Seattle got fucking dog-walked.
Their defense is something else, dude. I tell you what, I'm going against Minnesota again this week.
I told you not to bet against the Steelers. Or bet on the Steelers.
I mean,
told you not
we
to.
We told
do
you,
that.
Go.
We told you not
that
to.
Was
that
was a fucking calamity, dude.
We know. These two pairs of eyes know when.
I've already bet on the Packers for next week.
Nick.
I did it.
Jesus. Bills. I'm not going to bet against them anytime soon.
You're not Washington taking 17 football and a half?
17 and a half against the Texans. I might go fighting Dave's maybe a pick this week at 17 and a half. Jesus
I think
Christ.
That'll get to 20.
Yeah, maybe.
If that gets to 20, it's a must.
Football team's defense stinks until further notice.
Until this weekend in Atlanta.
Matt Nagy goes to, I believe, 1-14 ATS when he's a dog of 3.5 or more. That's just insane. Browns covered there. Ravens, by the hair on the chinny chin chin, hit the Pat super boost, hit all the teasers they were in. Colts can't cover. Chargers do cover. You didn't take the Chiefs, did you?
No.
As we said,
never again.
Until further notice, you cannot bet on the David. They're 1-11 ATS in their last 12 or whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I do want to take them this week, though.
It is out there at Philly, right?
Yeah, they're minus 6.5.
We'll see. See you after tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Yo.
I just went through it. Sadly, I was 3-4.
Oh, no.
It's okay, bud. Who'd you have on? Was that including Thursday night?
No, that was not including Thursday night. I can't even remember who I picked Thursday night. I lost, though. Oh, it was the Texans. I lost.
It's all right. Fighting days will do that to you sometimes. Saints and Pats.
I mean,
that almost went over, and two defensive touchdowns by the Saints. Saints are going to be an incredible under team this year. So are the Pats.
I just did not see that coming after how bad the Saints looked in Carolina.
Mm-mm.
I really did not.
You don't know who they are. Falcons and Giants both stink.
Yeah, that's an interesting line this week. Washington going into Atlanta.
They're 1-point favorites in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tempting.
Yeah.
Cardinals covered. They should not have covered.
They almost got backdoored at the end.
They should not have
covered. Fucking losing my
Trevor
mind.
Lawrence on a flea flicker just handed the game to the Cardinals, basically.
It's beautiful.
Here you go.
Cardinals deserve to cover like that. They never cover games like
true.
That. We deserve that one.
True. Broncos. No sweat there. No sweat if you had the Broncos or the under, which I believe we were on those sides.
I tell you what, I love this Broncos team, man. Think about any team could have had Teddy Bridgewater for nothing.
Yep.
Like, what if the Colts had Teddy?
They'd probably be better off.
Right? For cheap.
Shit, Steelers probably be better off. I believe Hamler tore his ACL, if I remember correctly.
He 100% did.
Finns cover against the Raiders. Raiders squeak another one out. It's going to catch up to them.
They're Monday night against the Chargers in LA. That's an interesting game.
Rams cover against the Bucks easily. Bucks secondary is struggling.
Yeah. Cardinals getting 6 at Rams this week right now.
Oh, shit. Is Bruce back there? If Bruce is back there, 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833. I see you walking back there. Thank you, Bruce.
Some breaking news.
1-833-462-2333. Call them on any line. 1-833-462-2333.
Chiefs just signed Josh Gordon.
Really?
Yeah.
Offense isn't their problem.
I love the Chiefs, though. Just fucking more weapons, please. I love it.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
It doesn't hurt.
No.
It's not going to hurt them. That's not their problem, though.
I mean, CEH can't hold on to the fucking ball.
Twice in a row.
Yeah.
He didn't have fumble at all last year, I don't think.
No.
What was that last game that I wanted to talk about? Bucks, Rams easily covered. Bucks secondary struggling. Vikings. Pack Niners. Hand up.
Yeah.
I went to bed.
You did not watch?
I didn't watch the second half, no.
Jeez.
It was a long weekend.
Tony.
And it was I thought it was over. I thought it was over.
It's never over.
It was not over.
No. Nah.
I watched it this morning.
These lines are moving. Seahawks are already plus 2.5.
All right, let's jump into those. Let's jump into those for next week if I can find them. Or how about you? Go ahead. Go through them.
Okay. Let's just go over the ones that have moved.
Okay.
Washington opened at plus 1. They're now minus 1.5.
Okay. I could see that. The Falcons have looked like they've stunk. Washington football team's defense has stunk, but Falcons offense doesn't seem to be great.
Bears were minus 3.5, now minus 3 at home against the Lions.
I lean Lions on that one.
Browns are up to minus 2 already at Minnesota. Was minus 1 this morning.
I'm going to have a hard time. I mean, I'm going to look at the numbers, but
I'll take the Browns.
Yeah.
I'm not sold that Minnesota is good. Sorry. Dolphins minus 1.5. They were minus 3 this morning.
Against the Colts.
At home against the Colts.
Oh, so they're down the 1.5.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Nothing about the Colts looked good on Sunday. Dolphins looked decent.
They did not.
Well, I mean,
they went up 14-0 on a pick six and a run, and then they fucking. I mean, just you have to open up the playbook. Like when Jacoby started throwing, they hit Gesicki, they hit Fuller, they hit Parker, they moved the ball. Like first and second and goal, fucking with the game on the line, we run the Wildcat with Malcolm Brown.
You guys love the fucking Wildcat.
It's absurd, dude. Like it's insane. Like they bring Jacoby on for 3rd and 1 every time to QB sneak. We have a 3rd and 1 with Jacoby as the quarterback. We run a different play. Like it is wild. Seahawks were plus 3.5. They're now plus 2.5 at San Fran. The Bucs were minus 5. They are now minus 6.5 at New England. So those are all the lines that have moved so far. I imagine the Packers will go from minus 7.
Fucking Thursday night, Jags and Bengals. Good luck with that one. 7.5?
Yeah. Maybe the under.
Jets, 7.5.
Have to take the Titans. You have to bet against it. Bet against the Jets until it's over.
It's an early teaser opportunity.
Yeah, until it's over.
I assume Bengals are going to be in a lot of teasers.
Panthers plus 4.5 at Dallas is an interesting number.
I know. I like the Panthers.
I guess we'll see how Dallas looks tonight, though.
Titans will be an early teaser number.
I don't tell you what. I'm going to have a hard time not taking the Cardinals Saints, plus Chiefs. 6. Cardinals getting 6.
I mean, we got to go through stuff. That's just looking at the number. They know how to play the Rams.
Right.
They've played the Rams very well. So, we'll see on that. Tonight, 3.5. 3.5. Eagles are at Cowboys. Over under 51.5, minus 188. Cowboys are on the money line. Eagles are plus 158. If we didn't do this gambling show, I would not be picking this game.
No.
We are doing a gambling show, though.
This is true.
And I've been told that we make picks on this show.
That is what we do.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to say that this pick, I'm making this pick under protest.
Don't.
I'm making this pick with no confidence.
There, that's fine.
I will be taking, because the number's good, I'll be taking Eagles the plus 3.5.
Fair play.
If it was 2.5, I'd probably go Cowboys, but it's 3.5. I'll be taking the Eagles plus the 3.5.
All right.
You?
I will go the other way, my friend.
Okay.
I'll take the Cowboys minus 3.5. I don't. After watching the Niners last night, I didn't think they looked good. So they, like,
I know.
I don't think the Eagles, I think this Cowboys team is good, man. Like, they went into LA and beat the Chargers. The Chargers just beat the Chiefs. I know none of it adds up and none of it makes sense. Cowboys, that stadium's going to be fucking cranked.
I know.
For the first time in a long time.
I know.
Dak, give me the Cowboys, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Cowboys played the Bucks tough.
Yeah.
They beat the Chargers, who look good. Eagles, they outgained the Niners last week.
Yeah.
They beat the Falcons, but it wasn't as bad as the final score was. Trust me, I don't love
this. Yeah, there's nothing to love about
this. I don't want to bet on Jalen Hurts.
I think, like, Jalen's good. I like Jalen.
I don't, but I'd rather bet on Dak.
Yeah.
I'd rather bet on that team, but
Cowboys
not
defense. Who knows what you're going to get?
Eagles plus three.
Hey, Eagles defense stinks too.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Never said they didn't.
So if you look at the matchups, Philly is number two rushing the ball. Dallas is number 22 against the run. Dallas is number three rushing the ball. Philly is number 11 against the run. Philly is number 14 passing the ball. Dallas is number 23 in defending it. Dallas is number 18 in passing the ball, number two. Philly's number two against stopping it. So the numbers dictated me to take the Eagles.
What's the numbers say about strength of schedule between those two teams?
I admit, we just talked about that, dude.
Come on, dude.
Are you listening?
No, I know. I am listening. I want you to say it again, though.
The Dallas Cowboys have played the harder schedule.
By, like, a very drastic amount, though. See?
What is he doing?
I'm trying to make a point, but obviously it didn't hit. I'm taking the Cowboys tonight. They're a lot better.
Two games into the season.
Yeah.
Listen, when you get angry because you're a Cowboys fan, the point doesn't come across as 1-833-462-2333. I just heard Bruce laugh back there. 1-833-462-2333. Mitt, nobody was disagreeing with you.
I know. I just wanted to hear you say it again, and then I was going to go into my pick. It just didn't work.
No, it did. Hey, it fucking did, dude. You don't miss.
Hey, but the best play is Dallas Cowboys money line parlayed with the over, because both of these defenses do stink, and the Cowboys are the better team. Lock it up. See you at the window.
Don't hate it.
Oh, wait. What was his pick this weekend?
Which one?
For the see you at the window.
Oh, it was Cardinals barely hit. And I actually kind of forgot about it throughout the whole Sunday Madness thing. So, Tony said that 20% off See at the Window shirt because the Cardinals won and covered.
Yeah, I got to run that by Phil real quick, and then we'll get back to you. We'll let you know when that happens. That did happen, though. Nick, you taking Jalen over? You taking Island? I saw Dak was, what, 12 and a half?
12 and a half? Rushing? Yeah, no, I'm going to stay away from Dak. I am going to go over on Dak's passing at 297. Jalen over on the rushing at 53.5. I got it at 54.5 originally. Also going to go over with Tony Pollard's receiving yards at 20.5. He's gone over that in both games already.
He's also only at 30 rushing yards, which I thought about taking the over there. He ran for 100 last game.
And you convinced me with the Eagles rushing stats that I'm going to go Miles Sanders over 58.5.
He is, before you place that, check his injury status. He's a little banged up. There's a chance he might not play, I saw, potentially.
Booby Sanders?
That was a couple days ago, though. Something may have changed. I'm a sucker for this boost. I will take it every single time. Eagles and Cowboys each to score 2 touchdowns and 2 field goals. That's plus 320. I'm a sucker for it. I take it every time.
Oh, I saw a match special. It's listed as under FanDuel that I enjoyed here. Dak Prescott to throw 1+ passing TD in each half at plus 115.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like that one, too. CeeDee Lamb, Miles Sanders, Ezekiel Elliott. Why can I not think of
Amari?
No.
Amari Cooper.
Won the Heisman.
Devontae.
Is it Devontae?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I had in my head, but for some reason. CeeDee Lamb, Miles Sanders, Ezekiel Elliott, Devontae Smith to combine for three or more touchdowns.
Throw Pollard in there, dude.
No, no, this is not a same game parlay. This is a boost.
No, I know.
Oh.
But throw Pollard in there. Give me Pollard.
Three touchdowns out of those four guys.
Actually, what's Pollard anytime touchdown?
Good question.
There we go.
Now all we're right,
cooking.
So
now we're cooking.
This one never hits. The one that I love.
Now we're cooking.
Never hits. Ever. But I love doing it. There's also the scoring bands. Or the bands the
Tony Pollard anytime touchdown plus 180. Thank you.
Taking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
The winning margin. Eagles by 1 to 13 is plus 200. Cowboys by 1 to 13 is plus 140.
I can't.
Taking
I can't.
It twice this season. They've.
I don't like it fucking middling. It fucking drives me nuts. You're cheering for a team to cover, but you don't want them to cover by that much. It's too much. I can't take it. I can't fucking take it.
Okay. Oh, Nick, what match specials? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Devontae Smith, anytime touchdown, plus 175.
Jesus Christ, six total touchdowns and four total field goals is plus 165. I feel like it should be more than that. Jesus.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. All right, so that's what we like tonight. I'm sitting on the Eagles, plus 3.5, don't love it. These dudes are on the Cowboys and some props. Nick from Arizona, what do you got?
What's up, boys? So I was with Mitt. I got Dallas on the money line, over 51.5. And I also added Zeke anytime touchdown, Devontae anytime touchdown, and then Zeke 60-plus yards for the game. And that's what I got.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
That's what he's got.
That's what he's got.
That's what he's got.
I worry about Zeke.
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
Yeah. I don't trust him at all. Especially when everyone's fucking pushing the Tony Pollard narrative.
And Big Mike in the mix.
And Big Mike in the mix. Big Mike does love to pass the football.
Hell yeah.
What do you think of Big Mike, Mitt?
I think Big Mike's pretty sweet. He won me over when he smashed the watermelons. That was sick.
He is pretty fucking sweet, huh?
He is fucking sweet.
Max from Ohio, what do you got?
Hello, boys. Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
My pick for tonight's Dallas minus 3. And then some of the reasons why your Eagles are 2-10 ATS in the last 12 games in September.
Shit!
And they're also 0-4 ATS in the last 4 games in week 3.
Oh, fuck! No. Thank you, Max.
Hey, this went to Jalen Hurts, Coach Sirianni.
Yeah. So. That was fucking.
Yeah, you can't.
That was Dick Peterson.
You can't. So it's tough to look at trends for the Eagles when
Carson Wentz was the quarterback.
They had a whole new coaching staff, and
I'm starting to think Carson Wentz might be out of football in a couple of years.
I saw a tweet yesterday that said he's done in a year.
Yeah, feels as if
he was doing his best wobbling around out there.
I mean, that Titans defense stinks.
Stinks.
Bad, bad. I mean, I guess they played better against the Seahawks in the second half. Maybe they're finding it.
Maybe.
I don't know though. Tannehill looked like
it's shit. So early in
Tannehill
season.
Tannehill looked like shit yesterday.
Did he?
Three. What do you throw? Three picks or two picks?
They were minus 3 in the turnover battle. I know that.
He threw at least 2.
I am so fucking. This isn't the show for it. You know what? It is for the show. This is the show for it. I am so fucking sick and tired of Scott Hansen and the Red Zone Network disrespecting gamblers.
You can't. You can't watch the Red Zone, dude.
There was 4 afternoon games. They literally have a thing called quad box. They didn't go to it one fucking time. The end of the 1 o'clock games, there was 4 or 5 games that didn't matter to the money line, so they don't focus on it. But the like it was all within one. Like they weren't showing that fucking backdoor by the Jacksonville Jaguars. No. That fucking channel. And that motherfucker, Scott Hansen, needs to tailor that channel more to gamblers because guess who's watching? Everyone who's got money in all the games.
I mean, he's always stunk, Tony. glad you finally turned your back on them.
Like at the end of the 1 o'clock games when there's fucking eight games going on, quit showing me one game.
Yeah.
You have the ability to show all the games.
Quad box.
Drives me fucking insane.
Quad have you box. Knock on two TV setup, Tony?
I do have two TVs.
Well, just put one game you want to watch. I had Bucks Rams on the main TV.
Well, and that's then
I
good.
Had Red Zone on the other TV.
Well, yeah, because that game was on Fox. I'm talking about the 1 o'clock games.
Oh yeah, that might be an issue. But then
you get watching the, Raiders. You
pull up
fans?
Your computer.
We had Colts Titans and we had what Browns Bears.
It's only Raiders fans. To watch.
Trust me, I was on Streamcast.live yesterday.
Yeah.
Wasn't great.
What did you think? Did you think that was PI?
Where
did you think I was reaching on that?
It was in between. It was a tough call.
The slow-mo replay, it was definitely PI, but real time, you could easily see how they missed it.
I mean, they stink. The guy threw a fucking flag over, like hit the ball as Rondale Moore was waiting for a punt.
Yeah. Like, I love you, Gump, but you guys deserve to lose after running that screen in the end zone.
No, we talked about this on Pat's show. You don't run the ball on first down. It's a good play no matter what happens. We've been told
that.
They
do say that.
We've been told that multiple times.
The And this is not against the Browns. It could happen about to anybody. They could have kicked a field goal two drives in a row, I think it was, and they went for fourth and one on both of them and got fucking stopped on both of them. But, you know, analytics will say that was the right move.
Turnover on downs.
Nothing gets Nick going makes like a fucking turnover on downs.
Do you think the Vikings are good?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know Wednesday or Thursday. Jack from Vegas, what do you got?
Hey guys, I just want to thank you for having the show. Tony Teasers, you got me with Baltimore covering. And then it was always Rutgers.
It was always Rutgers. Thank you, Jack. It's a nice call. Teasers have saved me the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not saved me because we have a winning record, but they were awesome.
Yeah.
I had like three cooked up and the Patriots just absolutely torpedoed every single one of them.
That'll do it. You know, people will say it's because you crossed zero.
I did not see that coming, man. I tell you.
Chills in the call. Connor did, actually.
Yeah, he did. He told me multiple times not to fucking touch it. I was like, what are we talking about?
New Orleans has a good defense.
Shit against Carolina.
Is he sitting back there? Is that why you looked to your right?
No. I just...
You were just picturing him?
Yeah, because he said it. He said it more than one occasion.
Manifested in your brain to your right? Nick from Indiana, what do you got?
Hammer down. So, tonight I've got the boys minus 3.5.
Hell yeah.
Prescott under 12.5 rushing yards.
Ooh.
And Amari Cooper, anytime touchdown.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Sounded like goodbye, he was going to say something else.
Goodbye, Nick.
Sounded like he said something. I mean,
everybody having the Cowboys is getting a little concerning.
How is it?
I mean, not that it really matters this year. It's kind of 50-50.
So far this week, the public is 7-8.
Hell yeah.
70% of the bets are on the Cowboys tonight. What do you want, Foxy? You all right?
What's this guy
doing? You look down. You look distraught.
What's this guy doing?
He's looking at the cameras.
Come on, Mitt. There we go. Cowboys minus 3.5.
Asshole. Thank you, Foxy. Hey. Sorry about what happened yesterday.
I don't like that it's just gotten too routine for him. He doesn't come in here with the whole show and yelling and screaming and kicking. Now he just comes in, gives his pick, and walks out. Because
he's so broke.
I don't know if I like what happened. Is he mad at us? Do you think he can't be mad at us. Do you think he's mad at us?
For what? Michigan State won on Saturday.
I don't really seem mad.
I think he's just mad at everything in general right now. I would be, too. I mean, fuck. They are really cursed.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, all of our teams got fucking smacked yesterday.
Yes, it was not a great day for the office teams.
Everybody.
It's all right.
That'll happen.
We'll bounce back next week.
That'll happen.
One more call. Rocky from Oregon, what do you got? I think you're going to like this one.
Hammer.
Dad.
What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Rock?
Hey, like Gump, I'm heavy on the Beavers, and also I'm from Oregon, but I hate the Ducks, but I like them at their over. So I would go Beavers this year are 3-1 against the spread.
Okay.
They have like hit the over. Right now they're at 55.5. They've hit it twice this year. Their offense is unstoppable. The Ducks spread, I believe, I had it, I think it was like 58. Mm-hmm. The Ducks could hang 58 on Stanford alone by themselves pretty easy, but the Ducks always play Stanford tight, so I'd take the over on that as well.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, boys.
So,
I mean, Oregon did not look great against Arizona on Saturday night.
Well, classic letdown spot. Classic letdown spot.
So would this week, then.
Huh?
This week would be, too, then.
For Oregon?
Yeah.
Nah. Arizona's the worst team in the Pac-12. They'll show up for Stanford.
Stanford stinks.
Yeah, but it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry game. There's like, I swear to God, 18 games that are 55.5 as the total in college football. When I was going through it today, I noticed it.
I don't know how you guys do it.
What?
The totals.
Oh, it's the best, dude.
It's the worst. I can't do it. Give me a side and let me die with them.
See, totals this weekend, great for me.
Yeah.
The Broncos-Jets game didn't even sniff going over.
No.
I don't know how people take the overs. That's an insane move. You have to be a fucking crazy person.
Oh, man.
What was the total for the Broncos-Jets game?
40 or something like that?
Yeah.
That Jets team is fucking dog shit.
Oh, since we
absolute dog shit.
I put in two bets today. Let's see if I can find them. Okay. Jets, team with worst regular season record, plus 400. Put in that bet today. And then there was Jets to be like the last. Oh, Jets to go 0-17 is plus 1,400. Fuck it.
Plus 14.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They're going to get what happened. That defense, who has kind of been decent, is only going to get worse throughout the season as they have to keep fucking playing on short fields and after three and outs. And it happened to the Bears defense already. That poor Bears team.
I mean, open quarterback competition. Week 4, midweek.
A.J. Brown has a strained hamstring and is expected to be considered week to week.
Give me Nick Foles starting Sunday against the Lions.
Wouldn't that be... The internet would fucking explode. Fucking
insane.
Ball tonight, Diamond. There's only three games today or four games today.
Yeah.
There is one game tonight, though, so...
There's only one play, my friend.
Go ahead.
Chris Flexen. He's not getting plus a half. But
I know.
I will take him money line against Cole Irvin.
It was like minus 118 earlier.
Yeah.
Against the A's.
Yeah. It's got to be.
We're almost a playoff ball. That'll be exciting.
Fucking Red Sox, dude.
Got swept, huh?
They're up every fucking game. Their pen stinks. They're banged up. But Yankees play the Blue Jays now.
Okay.
So one of those teams has to lose the next three games. Red Sox have the Orioles and then the Nationals. If you can't win those games to get in, you don't deserve it.
Technically, you would like either the Blue Jays or the Yankees to sweep so that one of them has three losses.
Yeah, probably the Yankees
instead of them like splitting, yeah.
I mean, the Yankees have owned us, so I don't know. It's fucking, I don't know. It's troubling. It's concerning.
Mate, you got anything that you're already looking at this week? It's early, so I doubt it, huh?
No, extremely excited for this Cowboys game.
I think I might have already put in a teaser. Just before I did any research, before I looked at anything, I did put in a teaser this morning. I thought I did. Can't find it right now, though, so maybe I didn't.
It's fucking fighting Lane Kiffin's against Alabama this weekend,
too. There's a chance. Oh, no, there it is. Football team to plus 7. Lions to plus 11. Titans plus a half. Browns plus 6.5. Panthers plus 12.5. Chiefs plus 2. Cardinals plus 14, Seattle plus 10.5, Packers plus the 1, Bucks plus 1.5.
There you go.
That is plus 1,000.
Jeez.
It's 8 teams, so someone's going to fuck it up.
It's a good play.
Let's hope it comes through.
Come on.
It comes through. You got Champions League for tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. taking a couple road teams here, Tony.
Okay.
Messi is coming back for PSG.
Okay.
Man City fucking should have beat Chelsea about 6-0.
Yeah, that was.
Man City draw no bet is -140 at PSG. I like Man City here.
Okay.
PSG hasn't looked great. So okay. Man City, I like that value there. And then I'm taking Atletico Madrid draw no bet -130 at AC Milan.
Okay.
Atletico Madrid in the Champions League seems to always find a way. So I like those two.
Are we missing anything?
There's some good college. Like, I've already written down about 10 college games. Cincy being a favorite at Notre Dame is wild.
Yeah, I saw that. I was really hoping they were going to be a dog.
I thought they would be at least 2.5.
The fact that they're a favorite is not a good sign.
Texas is rolling.
Once they made the switch to Thompson at quarterback, they have been fucking rolling. Oh, hey, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Good win.
Oh, yeah.
They have Georgia this weekend, I think.
What are they getting there?
Ole Miss and Bama's this weekend.
Indy catching 10.5 at Penn State.
I think we'll stay away from that one. Ole Miss is getting 14.5 at Bama.
Yeah.
What's Georgia and Arkansas? 10.5, I think? Let's see. Potentially. Arkansas is playing some good fucking football, which I was too scared to take it. Did you end up taking it?
Oh, yeah. Plus, they're +18.5.
Jesus.
I'll take that. 100%.
18.5?
That's a lot. That is a lot, my friend.
It's a lot of points.
Louisville +6.5 at Wake Forest. Since he's down to -1.5.
Yep.
This is going
to be money line.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take Cincy.
Think you're going to take Cincy?
Yeah, I think that was a one-off for Notre Dame.
I'm tempted early to take Maryland against Iowa.
Really?
I think Maryland can score.
Fucking Hawks, dude.
Iowa, while they are very good on defense.
Their quarterback could be one of the worst.
Michigan, Wisconsin's a pick 'em.
Where at, Wisconsin?
Yeah, Mertz stinks.
I mean, McNamara is not much better.
No, I know, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Auburn +3.5 at LSU.
I assume you like that.
I'm not touching that. If fucking Gussie Falzone III was there.
That quarterback that came in and won Auburn that game's an LSU transfer from just this last year.
Revenge game. Kentucky's an 8.5-point dog at home to Florida.
Yeah, I would take Florida there.
UCLA
-3.5 at home against Arizona State.
Clemson's -15.5 to BC.
Clemson stinks.
I know. Are they even going to score 15.5?
Dabo has, in fact, lost that.
Fresno drip. This looks like a trap if I've ever seen one. Fresno's only -10 to Hawaii. We'll see. We will do research on all of these games and all the NFL games and have more for you as the week continues. Good luck tonight, Monday Night Football.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think everyone in the office is on the Cowboys except for me.
That's concerning.
Or no, I think Connor said earlier he's going to be on the Eagles too.
He's on the Eagles.
I think so. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. Hopefully you're making money.
Hell yeah.
That's the point of the show.
Hell yeah.
It's for you guys to make money.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Sorry if you got put on blast this weekend.
Yeah.
If you come at our picks before the game's over, might happen.
I mean, sometimes you just got to let one eat.
Sometimes you just got to let one eat.
That one was for me.
That one was for you, and I had one too.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
That's gambling, baby.
Hey.
That's gambling,
you fucking
baby.
Back a dog in the corner. What do you expect?
I mean, I'm not going to sit around and be called a stooge and a clown. One or the other is fine, but you call me both, can't do it.
We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show. Pat's show is over. Probably we'll have some early college picks from me. And you'll have Champions League for Wednesday.
Europa League Thursday.
Full day of ball tomorrow. We're just going to keep this fucking thing rolling. Hopefully everyone keeps winning money. Can't thank you enough at HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram, hammerdown.com. Nope, that's not a thing. YouTube.com/HammerDown. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Don.